This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and so forth and so on. But, look, just get engaged. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, check out the stories that we put up there. You know, and I selectively choose those stories. I'm not, you know, there's some commentators that actually have these technological feeds where they go out and they grab stories and pull them in. We only post the ones we think are relevant. We only post the ones that we think that actually will make a difference in your life. That you'll know what's going on, you'll be able to act as such on those things. So, you know, take the time, take a look, take a read. While you're there, there's a couple things you can do. You can donate. Donate's a good thing. You know, seriously, since some things in the economy, some things that have been going on, we still have a bit of a fight. Not a big one. Still have a bit of a fight going on with Katie Hill. And I'm sure we're going to prevail. I mean, dead sure we're going to prevail. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Walt Heyer is going to join me. And I had an older interview I had with him because he's not doing many interviews right now. And you can imagine, I mean, people are hateful and nasty. Now, he used to live here in L.A., had to move. Now, here's a guy that I call him my double transgender friend. I'm not being funny. I'm not being nasty. And he giggles at it, too. He went from male to female to male again. And if you get his book, Paper Genders, start there. He's written a few books. You get his book, Paper Genders, and when he was going through some, mental issues, mental health issues, the people that came around him encouraged him to become a woman. Because it was obvious his depression was brought on by some of the things that had happened to him as a child. And these are his words, not mine, so if you're going to throw something at him. Talking about how his grandmother used to love to dress him up in girls' clothes. Told him how much prettier he was as a girl than he was as a boy. I mean, talk about how it swipes at your manhood, boyhood, whateverhood. Right? I mean, almost playing dress up with your grandson. That's terrible. And making him feel bad when he showed up in boys' clothes. I mean, how is that good? How is that healthy? How is that right? Now, come on, let's be honest about it. I mean, some of you have a hard time with that because you think, well, I shouldn't say that. My listeners won't have a hard time with it. The trollers will, though. And you know what? I don't care. I don't do the show for the trollers. And I make sure that we have real information here because the rest of it is nothing but bunk. So here's the deal. Now you're watching, first of all, the transition from female to male was the largest numbers of surgeries or what have you, and transitions. And not only that, when you talk to them, the majority of them tell you they didn't get any more than two or three counseling sessions. Now, in almost every other issue, when you go to counseling, right, it takes months before the counselor really pins down what you need to do, how you need to work through it, and then gives you drugs. They're giving these young people hormone blockers within two or three visits, giving them the drugs that they need to make the transition. But I'll tell you something. The majority that that go from female to male, we're seeing a detransitioning going on in large numbers. They realize this isn't the right thing to do. This is what they shouldn't have done. This is not working for them, if you would. So, I mean, how can you forget? I can't do this right as a whole, but let's just take God out of the situation. Let's go to biology. Let's go to how your body was made. How do you sit there and your body is made to move forward in a certain fashion, and now you're going to decide that's really not what I want to be? Your brain hasn't even finished forming. All the pathways and neuroways, all of those are not done to you in your early to mid-20s. And you're going to let a 9-year-old, an 11, a 12, a 14, a 16-year-old make a life-altering decision like that? You're gonna allow? I mean, it's kind of a joke, but it's real, right? We don't want 20 in California. You got to be 21 to purchase a rifle. So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, we let them decide what to cut off at 9, 10, 11, and 12, but you can't give them a rifle because they can't be trusted to do the right thing until they're 21, 18 or 21. I can't remember now. I think it's 21. So you have to sit there and say to yourself, anybody home? Who makes up these? That's kind of tongue-in-cheek, and you already know that. I was going to joke you and say, you know, what fool makes this up? But you already know the answer to that, right? It is nuts to allow these kids to make these kind of decisions. Yeah, I'm sorry for that. I don't know what's going on there. But we should allow them to make these kind of decisions, Millie, really. There's no reason for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're looking. You can buy his books online. You can buy his books from his website. We'll talk about that more when he actually comes on. And, look, get involved. Get engaged. Do the right thing. Don't be quiet. And you grandparents, don't be quiet when your grandchildren start talking about this stuff. Open your mouth. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
Tell you a couple of nitwits. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. My.
Unless you know what a cave is. And you will never... Just so we're clear, you'll never see me do those cables. First of all, I don't own a pair of pants like that. That's not easy. And secondly, I just can't. I'm not into that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, yes, yes. You know, don't complain about the music. You can always come in afterward, right? It's really that simple. I am Joe Messina, your host. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one. And I really do appreciate your time. Time is precious, you know, and you chose to spend it with me. So let me get right on this, because this professor or doctor, whatever title we want to use for him, and wrote a book called When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Moment. When Harry Became Sally, you know, was written by Ryan Anderson. And he's not sitting there just going bad, 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 which is what everybody's waiting for. He's sitting there saying, can we at least think this through? Can we at least look at this from a scientific standpoint? You know, my next guest, on the show, we talk a lot about the LGBTQ, ABCD, whatever movement, but mostly, you know, Walt Heyer's been on the show a half a dozen times, and some of you love him, some of you tell me it's just he's a disgruntled transgender, if you would. But, you know, doctors are coming up more and more and more. They're opening him out saying, hey, look, not just the surgery, but the hormone blockers and such are not helping these young people. You know, as much as your hearts bleed for them because they want to be something other than, you know, their biological gender, you can't just change it with chemicals. Now, Dr. Ryan Anderson has written a book, When Harry Became Sally, Transitioning to a Boy and What You Need to Know. Let me just get him on because I'm excited to have him on with me. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with me today.
Sure thing. Happy to be with you.
You know, the I got ahead of myself. It's because I got excited. I don't know what to tell you. I got ahead of myself because, you know, I talk about this regularly on the show. I'm not a doctor. I'm not against people, you know, wanting to do what they want to do to themselves. I mean, adults, you do whatever you want to yourselves. But what really bothers me is these young kids who think they want to be something else other than, I mean, we young kids, 5, 6, 7 years old, they have all kinds of thoughts as to what they want to be and how they want to be and how they want to look. They're way too young to be making these decisions. And we're seeing an uptick in this all around the world. In this, in if my son wants to be a girl or my daughter wants to be a boy, we do what we can to help them physically, but not mentally. I'm told this really isn't a mental issue. It really is a physical issue. Give us the Reader's Digest overview of this, and then I want to get into details about chemical makeup and that kind of stuff.
Sure. I mean, so what I do in the book is, I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a PhD. And so I look at the... No, that's fine. I mean, because, you know, for listeners, they just hear Dr. Anderson. They might not know what type of doctor. This is a PhD, not an MD. But what I do is I quote all of the relevant biology, psychology, and philosophy about how to think about our human embodiment. And the reality is that sex is a bodily reality, and then gender is how we give manifestation to our bodily sex. Our biology isn't bigotry. And so the most helpful therapies, they don't try to do the impossible, which is remaking the body to conform with thoughts and feelings, but rather they try to help people move towards accepting the reality of their bodily selves.
You know, when you think about this, when I look at what's going on here, here's my concern. When I start giving hormone blockers, because we, you know, my joke on the show, and I'm not trying to belittle this at all, is, you know, they're afraid to call them male or female, that you don't want to give somebody an idea of what they are at an early age. You know, you can't get away from the biology of you're either an Xer or a Yer, correct? I mean, in plain, simple English.
Sure. I mean, so normally what we know is that when you have a healthy, functioning Y chromosome, that's going to determine your development as male. If you don't, you will develop as female.
So when you start getting these hormone blockers at a very early age, it doesn't just block the quote-unquote sexual hormones. I mean, there are other chemical makeups in the body. There are other things happening in the body that require that everything function properly in order for a young male or female, a young child to grow properly and grow healthy, right?
Sure. So what we know is that the drugs that are currently being prescribed for children with gender dysphoria, puberty-blocking drugs, they're FDA-approved for a condition known as precocious puberty, the early onset of puberty. They're now being used off-label to indefinitely delay puberty in an otherwise physically healthy child. There's no long-term study on what the long-term consequences of indefinitely blocking puberty are, but there are health risks that the physicians point to in terms of bone density, in terms of the mineral composition of the bones, in terms of height, weight, musculature, cardiac development, because when we go through puberty, it's not just our reproductive system that matures, but our entire body goes through a process of maturation in sex-specific ways. So the male and female bodies mature in different ways around the time of puberty. So there are physical consequences to blocking puberty. There are also potential psychological consequences, because the concern here is that normal children with gender dysphoria naturally grow out of it. But in the Dutch clinic that pioneered puberty blocking as a treatment for gender dysphoria, 100% of the children in the first clinical test that they did on this persisted in their transgender identity. So imagine that swing from 80 to 95% growing out of it to 100% persisting. And the medical experts, their fear is that what this does is it locks it in. That normally when the boy who identifies as a girl, when he goes through puberty in his boy body, that rush of testosterone helps him identify with his male body. But when you block it, it may persist his transgender identity.
You know, you talked about it a minute ago. You hit on it and kind of went over it quickly. You know, blocking puberty, no studies, no long-term studies have been done on this. And I've heard that doctors, you know, and I hate to turn this into an ideology thing, but it is. I mean, it is people on the left, doctors on the left now have come out, some have said, look, we're not ready to do this at this level. We don't have the long-term studies on this. We don't have all the information. This may not be the best way to deal with this. Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. We're conducting an experiment on children. The physicians don't know what the long-term consequences of indefinitely blocking a child's pubertal development is. They also don't know what the psychological consequences are. They think, and this is what they claim, that they can correctly identify the 5 to 15% of children that will persist in their transgender identity and only give them the puberty-blocking drugs. And you know, your laughter suggests that this doesn't sound all that compelling.
It sounds like they got a medical crystal ball. You know, don't go far, because there's a lot more coming up after the break. I've got Dr. Ryan Anderson, and he's talking about a book, When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Movement. We'll be right back.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Even if the Supreme Court votes to overturn Roe v. Wade, the decision won't outlaw abortion. Senator James Lankford spoke to Newsmax and explained what would happen if the country's highest court reaches that conclusion.
When they put out their final decision, it looks like they're going to actually say states have the right, as they should have always had, to be able to protect the lives of children in their state. It doesn't outlaw abortion across the country. It moves the battle state to state. So in my state, in Oklahoma, we're going to protect every single child. In other states, they're going to say we're going to have abortion all the way up until the time of birth. But that decision is going to be made state to state.
New York's attorney general said the company behind the TurboTax filing program will pay $141 million to customers for misleading them. The settlement states Intuit Inc. will suspend TurboTax's free ad campaign and pay restitution. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is the classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Ain't that perfect? I'm Joe Messina, your host. It's in the Real Side on GTN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for having me spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we talk a lot about how you need to take a stand, how you need to step up for your community, step up. You know, some of you know I'm on a school board, and I catch all kinds of heck for doing this. But I really believe that if you got doctors saying, stop, don't do this, wait, okay, that there's other reasons behind this, chemical / scientific reasons behind not doing this, why won't they wait? Why won't they simply wait? And I'm the one that hates your kids. I'm the one that shouldn't be near your kids. But yet, look at what you're doing to your children. Just because you want them to feel good. Anyway. Well, I can't wait to get back to the guests. I've got Dr. Ryan Anderson on with me. He's written a book called When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Movement. As many of you know, I've talked about this for a long time on the show, for many years, long before it was a popular or a big thing. And it wasn't because let's get this straight. It isn't because I hate transgender people or I dislike them or I think they're nuts or anything like that. All the stuff that you guys have sent me is I think it's the wrong thing to do. And I think it's the wrong thing to do because biologically you are what you are. And years ago, we used to take an attitude with people that if they weren't, I don't want to just say thinking right, but if there was an issue going on, we would sit and talk with them and help them work through it. Now we seem to embrace everything and anything. We have trans species. I can't believe that we've actually found plastic surgeons that will do surgery on people to make them look more like, and we've documented it. We've had it on the show. You know, they look more like leopards. They're looking more like cats or what have you because they were growing. I mean, this is, at some point in time, we have to stop the craziness. And for those of you who accuse me of being weird because I'm a Christian and that's why I don't believe in this stuff, no. That's not it at all. Biology is biology. When I took biology in high school, you couldn't just change these things because you wanted to. So instead of the talk show host talking to you about it, let's bring on Dr. Ryan Anderson. And Dr. Ryan, I so much appreciate you being on with me very much.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
You know, we both have a mutual friend, Walt Heyer, who I've had on the show off and on for about 9 years now. And I lovingly call him my double transgender because he went from male to female back to male again because it didn't change anything for him. It didn't change how he felt about himself. It didn't change him, you know, deep inside. And I get some of these parents, and I think you agree with me. I don't know, you'll tell me if you don't. I think some of these parents just want their kids, parents now, I'm not talking about the movement, but parents want their kids to be happy. They want to make sure their kids get every chance they can at, you know, at happiness in life, of being the person they really want to be. But this isn't going to do it for them, is it?
Unfortunately, probably not. The science here shows that sex reassignment doesn't work as a physical matter. Sex can't be reassigned because it's not assigned in the first place. And as a result of that, it doesn't seem to provide the psychological wholeness and happiness that people are looking for, which is why you have the experience of someone like Walt Heyer. And the chapter of the book that was most difficult to research and to write was the chapter on people who transitioned and then detransitioned. And it was difficult to write because these stories are heartbreaking.
Sure.
Especially heartbreaking were the people who transitioned as teenagers and then detransitioned in their 20s and their 30s. I mean, I imagine that it's true for you. It's true for me. I imagine it's true for our listeners. There were things that we thought back when we were in our teenagers,
sure,
that were happy we didn't act on in a way that we would still be living with the consequences today. Right? There are mistakes that I made as a teenager that I'm glad they didn't have life-altering consequences.
Yeah. Well.
And here we have people who are saying, we didn't receive the care that we needed. After just, you know, a small handful of visits to a gender expert, we were prescribed testosterone, even though we're girls. You know, we never had a discussion about what the underlying psychosocial causes of our gender dysphoria may be. We never had a discussion about what alternative treatments for our gender dysphoria might be. We were told that we were actually boys trapped in girls' bodies, and that then we were told to take testosterone. And then 5, 10, 15 years later, these women regret it, and they report how sad they are as a result of this. They've lost fertility. They've lost bodily organs that they had amputated as part of the surgical transition procedures. They have 5 o'clock shadow. They have a deeper voice, and they can't get much of this back. And so it's heartbreaking, and we need to do what we can to prevent these stories from being repeated. That's why I wrote this book, was to help people understand what's going on so that we can help people respond authentically.
You know, it's funny because you talk about the testosterone and the estrogen. You know, growing up as a kid and even now, you start listening. Men over, you know, 40 or 50 years old, they start producing less testosterone. So they have these drugs to help you bring them to the levels they're supposed to be at. Women get estrogen treatments and what have you. So you know it has a direct effect on the body. And then you hear about the women who have the uteruses removed later on in life. You know, they have a hysterectomy and they have to take pills and it affects their body. And I'm just amazed that, again, me, as a guy that barely got out of high school, I'm saying, doesn't this all affect the natural use of the body, or the way the body is supposed to grow? And why are the non-doctors looking at this saying, isn't there a problem here? But the doctor, how are they finding these doctors that are willing to do this?
Well, so it looks like, unfortunately, there's some self-selection going on. The people who want to be the gender experts are the ones who are most likely to already be predisposed to agree with this view, because it's a certain view of the body where human nature is very plastic, and therefore sex is merely assigned, and therefore sex can be reassigned. So it's a view of the human body where it has no intrinsic meaning, no intrinsic purpose. It's just raw material that can be refashioned. And then it's a certain vision of modern science, right, in which modern science is not meant to restore health, or it's not meant to be a restorative practice, but a transformative practice, and where modern medicine and modern science can simply remake the body according to the patient's desires. When you combine those two views, it's not surprising we get some of the outcomes that we have seen.
You know, I've got so much. You know, this could be a three-hour show with you, because I've got so many questions that I want to ask you. You know, you go through these and you understand that some of these kids. Look, when I was a kid, I thought my mother was gorgeous. I thought my mother was pretty, and she was smart, and she was able. You know, I wanted to be just like her when I grew up. That didn't mean I wanted to be a woman. It just mean I wanted all the kind of traits I saw in her. And sadly enough, some of the terms, some of what I'm seeing these kids say, you know, mommy, I want to be like you. I wanted this, I wanted that, and they, it's almost like they drive them in that direction. I don't want to accuse the doctors or the psychologists of anything, but it seems like with, probably, you've done a lot more research than I have, but I've read like 30 or 40 articles on this, And it seems like they're almost, if there's a any kind of thought about it, they push them in that direction. In California, you can't even take your kids to a counselor that would try to get them back to their, or talk to them and try to get them to understand their initial gender, if you would. I mean, that is just terrible, isn't it?
That's where you see the politicization of science and medicine. Right now, I think it's 7 states have passed laws that prohibit a medical professional from talking to a minor to help them identify with their bodies. And they call that sort of talk therapy, quote, conversion therapy. So if you want to help a 10-year-old boy identify as a boy, that's called conversion because you're changing their true gender identity. Right? So their true gender identity is being a girl. But if you want to give that 10-year-old boy puberty-blocking drugs, if you want to give that 15-year-old boy estrogen, there are no laws that prohibit it. So you're prohibited to help the boy feel like a boy. You're allowed to transform the boy into a girl. And that's not considered conversion. Right? Transitioning therapy is not considered conversion. It's known as gender-affirming therapy. It's an Orwellian abuse of language.
Wow. I'm always amazed at this. I'm always amazed at how they tweak these terms and tweak these terminologies. You know, again, when you talk, or well, when we talk, when they talk, when they give you this information, when they keep telling us that we're supposed to accept this no matter what, I always get a kick out of it because as a Christian, they come after me because, I don't believe in science. And yet when I simply ask them questions, how do you change the Y and the X in your DNA? And we'll go a little further than that. As you heard, how do you stop the diseases that are more susceptible to men or women because of sexual reassignment or sex reassignment? I'm Joe Messina, your host. More after the break. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Don't change the channel and don't turn it off. This is a classic rebroadcast of one of my shows from this year. I'm sure it will be informative. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And I'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy, I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home.
Welcome back. So I was born to this place. I think you were too, but what do I know? I don't know you that well. Maybe you were, maybe you weren't. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I appreciate it very much. New book out by Dr. Ryan Anderson, called When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender. We've got a moment here in his notes. He says he's offering a balanced approach to the policy issues and nuanced vision of human embodiment in a sober and honest survey of the human cost of getting human nature wrong. Now, he draws on the best insights from the fields of biology, psychology, and philosophy to explore many contradictions at the heart of the transgender movement. Now, again, I'm going to get all kinds of hate mail, right? This is not me just saying it off the cuff. And those of you that just so... Look, I realize that some of you really, 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 really love your children to the point where you never want them to have an unhappy moment. And you think this is going to help. It's not. It doesn't. In the vast majority, it just doesn't. So don't listen to me. Listen to the experts. And as I've always said to you, if this is really something you feel like you need to do, get the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't just go to a doctor that agrees with you. Don't just go to a doctor that's on your side and willing to do it. As he said, you heard the doctor say earlier, there are people that want to be experts in their field. So what do? They tell you, yeah, you go ahead with this. This is the right thing to do. When it's actually not. You know, again, listen to the doctor. Don't listen to Joe, because he's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Dr. Ryan Anderson has written a book, When Harry Became Sally. Dr. Anderson, thanks for being with me today.
Sure thing. Happy to be with you.
I did an interview with another guy a while back, and we were talking, and I said, look, it's gender dysphoria, and I didn't come up with that. The medical world came up with that term, and it isn't loosely thrown around. And what he said to me was, look, it used to be that if you were gay or lesbian, that was a sickness. That was in the book as a disease of some kind or condition. He said, this is going to go that way, too. And I said, no, the difference is this is biological with real changes, real physical changes made to the body. Gender dysphoria is an accepted term in the pediatric and in the medical world, is it not?
Oh, it is. I mean, it's in the DSM-5. The previous editions of the DSM, and the DSM is Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. It's the handbook for mental health professionals. It used to be called gender identity disorder. And then they changed the diagnostic criterion a little bit, and they changed the name from gender identity disorder to gender dysphoria. And it's the condition of identifying as the opposite sex and then feeling distress at your gender identity. And so you need to have both of those things. You don't identify as your bodily sex, and you feel distress over it. And then there's a debate about what the appropriate therapeutic response is. There are some physicians who say we should do the puberty-blocking drugs, the cross-sex hormones, the surgery. And there are others, and I quote from many of these in the book, who say, no, we should actually be doing therapy directed at the mind and at the emotions to help people think and feel according to reality. That's what mental health is all about, bringing us back into contact with reality.
You know, doctor, I got beat up pretty bad by some of my local LGBTQ moms because I said, look, before you go doing anything with your young kids, don't necessarily go search out a doctor that's on the side of your child, if you would. Find one that's on, get one that's on both sides of the issue. Truly find out the positives and the negatives before you put your children through this, because this is something that is not easy to come back from, as we found out with Walt Heyer and other ones. I mean, this is not something that can easily be turned around. And I appreciate you writing the book. I also appreciate the time you're spending with me. I want to bring you on for longer segments in the future, but how do people find your book?
Sure. I mean, you can get it wherever books are sold. Barnes & Noble, you can get it at Amazon, you can get it on the Kindle, you can get it on the Nook, you can get it as an iBook. Wherever books are sold, you can find this. And I should mention, I'm a PhD. The book is written for normal people. This is not a book that's written for other PhDs.
Right.
It's written for ordinary Americans.
Well, I think in some of the things that I've already read, it's a matter of just, you got to understand in plain, simple English what you're actually doing to your child. Positive or negative, you should really know what you're doing to your child and what the long-term outcome is. I mean, people should read a story about, what's that show, My Name is Jazz, or I'm Jazz, the transgender girl.
Becoming Jazz, yeah.
Yeah, she apparently, because she was so young and they gave her the hormone blockers, she can't go through the full transition now because it's, not enough to work with, if you would. It's interesting what I've read about her and the medical issues that she's run up against already in her young life. But we'll bring you back later. I do appreciate your time with me today, and good luck with the book. Really, seriously.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. He's right, and I'm right. Actually, it was funny because during one of the breaks, I said to Tammy, "I've been talking about this for years, and I'm not even a doctor." That doesn't mean I'm a genius either. It just means I've been talking about this for years. I don't know about the rest of you, but I learned in chemistry class that each, male or female, boy, girl, whatever you want to call them, extra or wire, whatever you want to call it, as you grow, your body requires certain chemicals depending on
the gender you are to help make it strong, to help it grow properly. Bone sizes, bone structures are different. Muscle sizes, muscle structures different. Now, you doing hormone blockers at a very young age could do a lot more damage to your body than you can imagine. Are you really willing to take that chance? Are you really willing to put your kids through that and take that chance? Yeah, again, I've got to ask because I think some of you do this in a loving way. I get it. You think you're doing the right thing for your child. And we come to find out that you haven't. You don't. You're not. Because we don't know yet what's right. We don't know yet what works. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, here's the danger. So you have medical science telling you, well, medical science, PhDs, whatever, telling you that, okay, we haven't done enough studying on this. We don't know if it works. This is mostly experimental at this point in time. And yet, we have a couple that lost their child to this. Now, how and where does that make sense? All right? You know, let me see. If you think about this, female-to-male surgery begins with a mastectomy, right? And then it goes from there to the uterus and ovaries are removed. Now, last I checked, when women have a, what's that called, a hysterectomy? That's what they used to call it. They had to take drugs afterward because their, you know, hormones go crazy. So why would it be any different now? You know, a doctor in Wales is prescribing cross-sex hormones to children as young as 12 years old who say they want to change sex, arguing if they're confident in their gender identity, they should not have to wait till 16 to get the treatment. How many kids at 12 years old know what they want to be, what they want to do? How they feel about much of anything, really? And the scary thing is that right now in the United States of America, there are no laws that block hormone blockers from being given to children. Now, activists claim that the effects of blocking puberty with drugs are fully reversible, but it's not true. Many doctors will tell you the exact opposite. Remember that there's years of development that have to take place. If you don't have those years, you think those years are going to catch up later on in life if you decide it's not the direction you want to go in? It doesn't happen. Again, it doesn't work. It doesn't happen that way. You can't reverse at 18 years old if you've been taking hormone blockers for 10 years. You're going to reverse that in a relatively short period of time or at all? And remember that the use of puberty-blocking drugs to treat children with gender dysphoria is entirely experimental. There are no long-term studies on the consequences. Now, how many drugs do you see today over the years? You know, they're safe. Well, it's just regular drugs. They're safe. Oh, my God. If you were taking this drug, you could end up with this kind of cancer. You could end up with failure of this or liver failure or this falls apart. This is after years of testing. Activists claim that blocking puberty allows children more time to explore their gender identity without the distress of developing secondary sex characteristics. This is how the Dutch doctors who pioneered this treatment put it. It's an odd argument, though, says three American researchers. They're all physicians, so this is not Joe, the talk show host. It presumes that natural sex characteristics interfere with exploration of gender identity. They don't.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?